As beloved mighty victory speaks his heart to us this hour, we ask our beloved I Am presence to blaze in through and around and to us whatever it knows we're going to require to manifest the victory in our outer physical conditions that must come to hold indestructible protection around those under this radiation and to expand the light within our nation that is the protection of everything that is constructive. May this reach forth today to everybody and everything under this radiation throughout the world and expand the light until it possesses everything into its heart forever. Beloved ones of my heart's victory, I trust today we shall charge again in soon round to you all the intensifying, expanding activity of the sacred fire love from our octave that must become the power flame in and around you. And I'm speaking now of power that has cosmic force enough within and around it to repel any amount of human creation that mankind has generated. In the overcoming of destructive forces, you must realize there's always energy against energy. And unless there is force, pressure of that energy, which is constructively qualified, it does not always release enough pressure against the mass accumulation of mankind's discord to give individuals quick enough force or protection against conditions in the outer world to try to overwhelm them. When you understand how much energy mankind has qualified with the destructive conditions of the outer world, you must realize that you are moving in a sea of that energy, just like a swimmer that is swimming in a body of water and swimming against an undertow. Now, the control of the mass pressure of mankind's discord around you must come from your beloved higher mental body, your mighty umbrance, and the ascended master's octave, because you, on the physical side, no matter how strong you might think you were from a physical standpoint, you do not, in the physical body, or even in the atmosphere about you, have a concentration of enough pressure of the energy from your own life stream to overcome the mass pressure of mankind's discord in which you move daily. And people absorb a great deal more of that discordantly qualified energy and vibration and substance. People do not understand that the atmosphere of the physical world is loaded with substance mankind has qualified with discord and impurity, and that swarms in upon the individual if there is not enough repelling force around the atmosphere of the individual. It isn't just within, but there must be a radius of that pressure within and around you in order to continually keep repelled the destructive forces and suggestions of the outer world. Now I represent victory. And victory is the sacred fire from the Ascended Master's octave that is cosmic pressure, cosmic concentration, and cosmic power and force that produces only perfection. So when you call forth victory in and around yourselves for your affairs, you're going to need the force from the Ascended Master's octave. And if people want to sleep in their own human desires or their human feeling, and won't wake up and take the sacred fire, power, and force and action from the ascended master's octave that is victory over the human, then they'll stay in the limitation and destruction of the human until they will. We have come again and again and again in every civilization and offered the purity of our love and the power of our sacred fire to take mankind out of the conditions that are swirling everywhere in the world today. This thing has gone on century after century, civilization after civilization. Mankind has misused the great force of life. Mankind goes on taking for granted everything that individuals contact and find in this world. The mass of the people feel they have a right to take this or that or anything they want to that happens to be in manifestation. Nations think they have a right to go conquer some other nation. And I tell you, people are blindfolded by the selfishness of their own desire to take something from somebody else. There is a limitless in the Ascended Master's octave. There is a limitless in the mighty I Am presence and the higher mental body of each one's life stream. More than you could ever use in all your lifetimes. So when you need supply of any kind, whether it be energy or consciousness or illumination or things or money or conditions, it matters not. The limitless supply of everything that is constructive comes from your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host. It comes from the ascended master's octave, comes from the great central sun, the physical sun. Mankind, unascended, is simply a prisoner in the vibratory action of impurity and discord, which human beings have generated through the feeling. Therefore, if you're going to have mastery over the feeling that has created the discord and the destruction, you're going to have to use the feeling of the ascended host. You're going to have to use the feeling of your mighty I Am presence and higher mental body. So when your feelings are disturbed, turn back to your I Am presence and the ascended host and ask for the eternally pure feeling and cosmic power from the ascended master's octave that human feeling down here cannot change. If you want protection against human feeling, which is destruction, destructive forces of war and selfishness and discord of every kind, you're going to have to call forth the ascended master's feeling. The ascended master's feeling is the sacred fire. The sacred fire is indestructible. It is indestructible purity. It is indestructible mastery. It is indestructible protection. It is indestructible control of all energy mankind has generated, qualified with discord. So when you think of me or want my victory, or you want victory over the destructive forces of this world, the first thing you should do is to turn to your mighty I Am presence and to me and to the ascended master's octave and fill yourselves with the ascended master's indestructible feeling and force and action that is master over mankind's discord and impurity. Fill yourselves with our feeling. When you use the violet consuming flame, you are filling yourselves with the ascended master's eternal feeling of purity. When you use the fiery Christ blue lightning purity, It contains a sense of master feeling, because it's master over human feeling. And when there's anything that you lack in the physical octave, you lack it because the ascended master's feeling is not there. And when the ascended master feeling is there, then the physical things are there that you want to fulfill the divine plan. And it has a great deal to do with your supply. It has a great deal to do with your opportunities to create and produce perfection. No matter where you go or what the conditions are in the world around you. Until human beings understand what is in the emotional body, the progress that is made is only temporary. Until the energy of the life stream in the feeling is purified, individuals will go on indefinitely until it is. And there's nobody in this world so smart that he or she doesn't have to have the eternal purity of the ascended master's octave. So when people want to fool around down here with impurity, they needn't ask for victory. They needn't ask for freedom. They needn't ask for boundless supply. If they want to entertain themselves with a feeling of human creation, then they'll stay in the chains of problems and lack and limitation until the individual takes command of himself and forbids human feeling existence within. And that mastery has to come by the individual's own free will from within himself or herself, by his or her own decision and use of the free will. So when people want to go on in the outer world's conditions and do as they please, and then expect heaven on earth, when things become so uncomfortable they can't stand themselves, if they want help from the ascended master's octave, they're going to have to command human feeling annihilated and eternal purity put in its place to produce the perfection that takes them out of their distress. So my victory, just remember, is the sacred fire's indestructible purity from the ascended master's octave. And when you want victory in your physical affairs, you need to call this into yourselves first to make you, the outer self, victorious over the outer self's desires that have created the discord. You yourself created the discord and the feeling of the outer self. And therefore, you yourself must use your own mastery to command and demand that thing annihilated. So now I give you the solution of the problem. Whenever anything out here is uncomfortable, in distress, lack, limitation, or a struggle or a problem of any kind, as long as you look at it and keep your attention tied to it, it's going to keep on living because you give it your life. But if you are really through with it, if you want to disconnect yourselves with it, if you want your mastery over it, and if you want to annihilate it, then you've got to call the indestructible, eternal, sacred fire purity from your mighty I Am presence. And then the ascended master's sacred fire victory. And you will find, when you fill yourselves with that and call it in and around you and then into your problems, you will find we can give you our victory. You can have it in this world. It will correct conditions. It will make you master over outer world's discord. And it will be your eternal freedom. And there isn't any other freedom in existence. The beloved Saint Germain's use of the violet consuming flame is the ascended master's feeling of indestructible eternal purity, indestructible harmony, therefore indestructible protection. So, blessed ones, don't any longer stay in your human feeling when I have oceans of the sacred fire of ascended master eternal purifying feeling to come in and around you and put an end to your problems, put an end to your struggle, put an end to everything that is of human creation that has held you in the chains of distress throughout the centuries. And you don't have to stay there another instant if you want to use the ascended master sacred fire feeling, which I am. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now it is the unfed flame in your heart, your invincible, eternal identity. It's your sacred fire life existence that is in your heart, the permanent atom, in the heart. And do you know that you can't feel anything except by the life from your own heart flame? So since that is what gives you existence in this world, then when you call to your beloved I Am Presence, for its heart flame of the feeling of indestructible perfection to come into you, be the authority that issues the command for the complete annihilation of all and prevention of all human feeling, then it will fill you with this purity. Then when you call to us, we add to that, we fill you with it, we surround you by it, it continues to expand, go into your affairs, it purifies, re-regulates, and raises everything into the divine order that is the divine plan's fulfillment. For I assure you, anything that is not divine order is not the divine plan. And anything that is not in perfect balance is not divine justice, is not divine order, and will never produce the fulfillment of the divine plan. So everything you want in this world that is perfection and the fulfillment of the divine plan, everything that gives you freedom and is freedom, and holds victory over destructive forces, everything you need and will ever need and must have, and you can never do without it if you're going to master this world. Everything you'll ever need is contained within the Ascended Master's sacred fire feeling of indestructible purity, indestructible protection. But you've got to go right back to the feeling. And when you understand that you, the being of free will, the higher mental body, permanent atom within you, within that is your free will. And when you say within that unfed flame in your heart, you issue as the master flame in yourselves, you issue the command to human feeling within, you issue the command to human feeling around you that has produced limitation, and then you call within yourselves and call to us for the sacred fire feeding of the ascended masters in destructible perfection. It will come into you and be the perfection that sets you free. And there is no other freedom in existence. There's no freedom anywhere except within that sacred fire. And that sacred fire must come into your feeling. It must fill everything within you with the ascended master's eternal purity The ascent of masters eternal harmony. The ascent of masters pressure and authority and power and force and control. Through the outer self and into the atmosphere about you, in order to cut you free from the things that are your problems and that have been your disturbed feeling. Now, your disturbed feeling has created conditions within the physical body that you don't like and that you've had to live under as limitations through the years, through the centuries. Therefore, the command to the feeling of the outer self is absolutely imperative if you are going to be the presence and the authority of the sacred fire of eternal mastery over any disturbed feeling. So, blessed ones, it is but a practicing of calling our ascended master sacred fire feeling into you and into every disturbed feeling within you. When your feeling is disturbed, call our ascended master, indestructible, eternal, pure feeling, sacred fire feeling of eternal, indestructible purity into your own feeling. And then when the violet flame blazes, which that ascended master feeling is, in an instant, it can take away from you feeling of struggle and strain and exhaustion and destructive conditions under which you have struggled not only one lifetime, many lifetimes. So don't any longer compromise with human feeling. And just to be on the safe side, clear your world, night and morning, and many times in the day, of all human feeling. And you'll know a freedom that you've never had before. And the things that have tortured you and have made you fear and doubt your own presence or your own ability to master conditions, whatever that feeling is that has kept you enslaved, you will find consumed, because the violet consuming flame and the ascended master sacred fire feeding will not let it exist. When our feeling comes into you, it consumes everything else unlike itself. Now, it's just a matter of whose self you like. Whether you want your own self or you want our sacred fire feeding of our sacred fire mastery, or you want your beloved I Am presence sacred fire feeding of victory over this world. So someday you're going to have to arise into the unfed flame in your heart and be the commanding master presence of the eternal, indestructible, purifying, sacred fire feeding of your own blessed I Am presence. And when you know you are that, there isn't any human feeling going to disturb you. Then you can say with all the love of your heart, none of these things move me, because I am the master flame that consumes everything of human feeling. Precious ones, if you'll begin to experiment with this, whenever there's any disturbance, just stop for a moment. Call to your beloved I Am presence to us and blaze through you whatever violet-consuming flames, purifying feeling, takes everything out of you that is causing your distress. We want you free. We love you more than you love yourselves. You don't believe that, but that's the truth. Thank you. Form the habit of the moment any feeling within you disturbs you, take it immediately before it builds a momentum and command it into annihilation by the ascended master sacred fire feeling of eternal purity. Call to your beloved presence first, always. Your beloved I Am presence sacred fire feeling of indestructible eternal purity. go into that and consume it. And then as you visualize the violet consuming flame within, it only takes a moment, precious ones, to change your feeling. Your feeling can change in one moment from one feeling to another feeling. So let us experiment with your calling forth the ascended master sacred fire feeling that forbids human feeling within you. You must forbid it. And if you've done things that created, well, call on the law of forgiveness and be through with it. You can say to anything you've created, well, if I've created you, then there is a sacred fire in the universe to uncreate you and dissolve and consume you. And I will no longer be disturbed by myself. I tell you, sometimes it won't take you 3 times to give that command until you'll have your freedom begin to appear. So I hope you'll experiment with it at least 3 times. Thank you so much. Many times, people have received their freedom on the very first command. It isn't a long process because it doesn't take long for the unfed flame in the heart of your mighty I Am Presence, your higher mental body or the electronic body, or the heart flames from the Ascended Master's octave. It doesn't take but an instant for that to flash. If you had a piece of tissue paper, you strike a match and burn it, doesn't it come right up instantly? Won't you feel that our sacred fire feeling will burn up every human feeling within you when you call it into action? So will your mighty I Am Presence in the higher mental body. But you must convince yourself by a few experiences that when you command disturbed feeling in you to stop existence right there by the sacred fire feeling from the Ascended Master's octave or your presence, when you issue that command, hold right to it until every disturbed feeling within you lets go. And just a few times and you'll begin to feel your mastery that you've never felt before. And this is eternal freedom. It's freedom from any further disturbance by human creation. And if you will begin to use this and build the momentum of it, don't blame people around you for discord. Because two people can go through exactly the same experience. One person will blow up and have a lot of explosion and create more discord. And somebody else go through the same experience, not even get a rise out of them. So it isn't the experience, it's your attitude about the experience that determines its effect upon you. So if you will fill yourselves with the ascended master sacred fire feeling inside of you, there's that much of your life stream will become eternal perfection from our realm, from our octave of life. You can do this from your own beloved I Am Presence and then from us. And you can have as much of it as you want inside of yourselves or around you. But don't put up with human feeling any longer. And if there's conditions in the atmosphere that are disturbing, ask the presence to consume them or fill the atmosphere with the Ascended Master's sacred fire feeling, will either consume it and purify, or it will take you out of that atmosphere and place you someplace where you have the harmony. You're going to have to get rid of disturbed feeling inside of you if you're going to have healing, if you're going to have supply, if you're going to have protection. Because the sacred fire feeling from the Ascended Master's octave or your mighty I Am Presence is the master control of everything in you, through you, around you, or that you will ever experience all the rest of eternity. Everywhere you go, you're either going to be the master flame within that is controlling manifestation, or manifestation runs into you and you have to become whatever you let into your world. So, blessed ones, we can command victory for you. We can pour our sacred fire love to you. We can wrap you in our miracle mantle of sacred fire mastery and victory over all in this world. But if you are to have your eternal freedom, that sacred fire feeling must come into you. It must come into you from your beloved I Am presence first. It must come into you from your call to the ascent of masters and around you as an eternal atmosphere and powerhouse of the sacred fire that is the annihilator of all human feeling, human creation. Because your mind may have pictures in it, but everything would remain in the mental realm if the feeling is not charged into the picture and the cosmic light substance condensed until it becomes a physical thing. So, blessed ones, when you think of me, will you think of me as something else beside just the victory of the thing you want at the time? You must someday feel your oneness with us, because life is one everywhere. There's no place where life is not. So what touches one part of life touches all life, is in connection with all life. Unless you become the sacred fire presence and master over everything in manifestation. So where the sacred fire feeding of a set of master purity is, I assure you, there will be no problems. I assure you, there will be no accidents. There will not be human creation to disturb you if you will fill yourselves and surround yourselves with enough of the ascended master's indestructible sacred fire feeling. And I'm going to keep at this until you do feel it. And then when I send a wave of love to you for your protection, you will know it is me. You will know I am pouring into your life the victory from our ascended master octave. And this is the way victory becomes manifested, to change conditions within you or around you or in your affairs or to enable you to help others. So, blessed ones, when you think of victory from the ascended master's octave, fail not to recognize it is sacred fire feeling. And just as sure as you remember that, you will understand why that sacred fire feeling is the sacred fire love from the great central sun and the physical sun, and the love of every life stream, the mighty I Am presence in every ascended master. That feeling is the love that is the master of all creation. So when you begin to change it in yourselves and command all human feeling annihilated by the violet consuming flames, feeling of eternal purity, just as certain as you begin to use this, will you find disturbed feelings letting go. And you will find one problem after another dropping away. And our perfection will take its place. And then we can give you all we want to give you, to make you master over outer world conditions, to enable you to carry the light that looms away for the rest of mankind, and we can make you, each of you, as strong as a thousand or more, to blaze the light within the nation that helps to purify and save the nation. But everything you do that's going to produce perfection for you or the nation must come from the sacred fire feeding of the Ascended Master's octave. Now, this is our mastery over this world. It is our protection to all that is constructive. It is our intelligence and our consciousness that knows what the divine plan is that needs to be fulfilled in order to remove human creation. So when you think of my miracle mantle of love's mastery, love's victory, love's feeling within you that makes you master over all in this world, try to remind your intellect to use that word, sacred fire feeding. Because when you feel your violet consuming flame enough, it can act instantly. The moment you feel a thing intensely, it's manifested right then. So when I give you the sacred fire feeling of victory from the Ascended Master's octave, we give it to you for use. And you must fill yourselves with it first. And not just want victory out here, the victory must be within. And then that's your eternal freedom. When you think of victory, you so often feel that it's the control of manifestations or the fulfillment of some command or decree or condition that you want to bring into manifestation for the fulfillment of the divine plan or constructive activity. From today, I ask you to feel inside of yourself and command yourself to be filled with my Ascended Master feeling of the sacred fire of my victory. My sacred fire feeling of victory. And the moment you feel that within, it will manifest in the world around you almost instantly. And at least in a very short time. And it will fulfill your decrees quicker. You can charge this into every decree you've ever sent forth or ever will send forth, that you may have instantaneous fulfillment of your calls. And that instantaneous fulfillment always depends on your feeling. If you are uncertain or you doubt, then you delay the fulfillment. But when you fill yourselves with our sacred fire feeling of victory, you will find your manifestations take place sometimes so fast, you'll just be amazed at the success and the feeling that you are conquering the situation. And my dear ones, you can have it as free as the air you breathe. I hope you don't think we're prodding you all the time to keep doing something, but if you do, I remind you the outer world prods you with discord all the time. Thank you so much. So from this hour, if you will remember that every time you want victory, you say the words, the sacred fire feeling of victory, and fill yourselves with it and charge it into everything around you, and your fulfillment of your calls will come very much more quickly, and your divine plan revealed will sometimes almost do itself. The manifestations will come so quickly. So I bring it to you that you may have peace. I bring it to you that it may help to give you everything that will make for perfection in this world while you yet remain unascended. But from this hour, realize That sacred fire feeling of victory is the quickest way to produce your manifestation and reveal the mastery of the divine plan fulfilled, that is freedom and enables you to give freedom to all you contact. So from this hour, remember, my sacred fire feeling of victory is the power, the force, the momentum, and the pressure of my love to produce perfection in this world. And you can just as well have it as to let the sinister force continually interrupt your efforts to be at peace or produce that which is constructive and fulfill the divine plan. But your divine plan depends on your recognition of the sacred fire feeling of mastery, the sacred fire feeling of victory, the sacred fire feeling of protection, and this feeling of the victory of the sacred fire is power. And as you gather the momentum through use, will you find the pressure, when it comes from our octave, will overwhelm all mankind's discord. The mass accumulation cannot and will not make you fail or delay you longer in your victory. So when I said I offered you the victory of the garden of my heart, it is because if my heart feels the sacred fire love. And that is the power to produce victory. So from this hour, as you charge every feeling within you with my ascended master sacred fire feeling of victory, if it's the overcoming of human habits, you'll find it will have consumed them, or it will consume them in a short time. If it is conditions in the physical world, fill them with that sacred fire feeling of the victory of my love, because love is the redeeming of the world. Whether that's inside of you, correcting mistakes or changing habits from that which is disturbing to that which is victorious, or whether it's in your affairs or in your problems or in your nation or the world, matters not. The ascended masters and cosmic beings, sacred fire feeding of victory, has got to come into the consciousness of life in this world in order to produce the manifestations of the divine plan fulfilled. And there isn't a human being on earth that can escape. Every human being that wants perfection and mastery must understand this and must use it. So from tonight, whenever you think of me, it might be that I'm thinking of you first. Thank you so much. So if you'll give me acceptance, so I can make you feel my sacred fire feeding of my love that produces only perfection, then I can fill you with it, I can give it to you for use, you can pour it into the world around you, and we will make the world better wherever you pass by. So from this hour, let us feel that the sacred fire beaming of victory over all human creation must and shall come within, must and shall fill everything in the physical world until everything human is consumed and eternal purity takes its place and the divine plan fulfilled releases the mastery that takes you all forward to the ascension. And then you, as your light expands, can raise the rest of mankind wherever you abide, and all must raise the earth someday, sometime, somewhere. So, blessed ones, my miracle mantle of love's mastery, is my sacred fire feeling of victory that not only prevents all wrong, but draws into this world the ascended master's perfection that is the permanent golden age to the earth, is the new civilization, is the perfection of eternity, and is the revealment of the mastery that disposes of human creation. So help us as quickly as you can to dispose of every human thing and begin that within yourselves. And you will know a freedom you've never known before, and your happiness will grow greater, because every time you exert more mastery, you not only feel more freedom, but there is greater joy from your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host that you are revealing your mastery and are taking your dominion through our sacred fire feeling of victory. Go forward, and the legions of the angels of victory I call forth to pour their love to you, that you may feel and feel and feel that sacred fire, ascended master feeling of victory, that will not longer let human creation anywhere exist within you or around you or disturb you. So you can have your freedom. And there are legions who will take their freedom with you. And we will bring legions of victory to make you feel our ascended master sacred fire love, that as you enter into it and fill yourselves with it, you will wonder why you stayed so long in the shadows of human feeding, when the light of our sacred fire feeding has been and is and always will be victory over all in this world forever. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved mighty victory, thank you for your love to us. Thank you for your feeding of sacred fire victory. Fill us with it, surround us and clothe us with it, place everything in our beings and worlds with it, and wherever we abide, hold your divine plan fulfilled in through and around and to us, until wherever we go, human feeding can never come again. We thank thee forever. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to arm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such ascended master's sacred fire feeling of the ascended master's victory over all in this world, that wherever we go, it manifests and controls all for eternity. And we thank thee, beloved mighty daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know makes us manifest that ascended master sacred fire feeling of victory. And we give no quarter to anything else, and we thank thee. Thank you, beloved daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. And every being that pours the sacred fire love to this world, accept our love and gratitude and obedience, devotion for eternity. Fill us with the ascended master's sacred fire feeling of victory over the human, and make us as strong as a legions of fiery Christ, blue lightning victory in the great central sun, to do that which needs to be done, but save this nation for eternity. And make it, beloved mighty victory's own heart flame forever. And we thank you. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, especially mighty blessed victory, and all who minister with him for the freedom of our beloved America and victory to the earth forever, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and now charging everybody and everything under this radiation with their ascended master controlled feeling. See that it enters into our life streams that holds the ascetic master balance control wherever we abide and forbids human creation existence. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask it for forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, and all and anything and everything that has caused mankind's distress. And from this hour, make those under this radiation such a blazing victory of the ascended master's self-control, the ascended master's controlled feeling that wherever we go, we are master by their victory forever. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the ascended master controlled feeding that makes us master wherever we go. And let us give that blessing to life forever. We thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, we ask the great Aelma peace, the god and goddess of peace, the angels and legions and great cosmic temple of peace, to clothe us in their cosmic sacred fire's miracle mantle of indestructible peace, and bear us and a master feeding of that controlled peace that is forever our protection and victory. And we thank them.